Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano again. This is my, my fourth Audio Boo for the day. The house is extremely quiet. My daughter's over playing at her friend's house. My wife is at work. I'm about to step out and go and do the groceries. With the long weekend, we just never got a chance. And there's a few things missing. And I use my iPod to go do groceries, and because I listen to some podcasts while I'm there or some music, but mostly I use a piece of software for my grocery list and allows me to just call up things in alphabetical order. I go through the house and figure out what I need, and then I've got them the way I've got the list done. Although I go through it in alphabetical order, once I've picked all my items, they are actually in the exact same place in the list as they are as I'm going through the grocery store. So I can basically do groceries in about 15 to 20 minutes on a good day when it's sort of my standard list of items, unless there's some things on sale or I decide to make some dish or something, or my wife has asked me for something specific. But otherwise, when all is said and done, yeah, I can leave here, go to the grocery store, which is about 8 kilometers away, do the groceries, get them back in the car, get home, all within an hour. I got it down to a fine art. Late last night, I finally decided to sit down with my Lenovo notebook, my T61 that I bought a fair while ago now. It's been 2-3 weeks, a couple of months, I don't even know. But it's been a while. And decided to install Windows 7 Home Premium Edition because I had installed Windows XP, but it was a weird copy that I got from work. It was a legitimate copy, but it was really, really strange. I think it was some kind of enterprise copy. Anyway, it was acting really strange, and I wanted to go to Windows 7 because I wanted the Windows 7 experience and see what it was all about. And it's a 64-bit machine, so I got a 64-bit operating system, which is great. I mean, I love it. So far, so good. I've reinstalled the operating system, all the drivers, and now I just need to update all the software and reinstall everything. I really didn't have much else to say about this whole Audio Boo thing. I'm still rather distraught about it, to be honest with you. It's hit me quite hard that I'm only going to have 3 minutes. I'm going to have to really be careful how I do my Audio Boos. 5 minutes isn't all that long. However, it still gives you enough time to sort of reflect and leave a contemplative Audio Boo. Without having to turn it off and turn it on all the time. That's not going to be the case. It's going to have to be more concise than that within 3 minutes. It's difficult. Again, I'm not paying for it. Not at the prices that they have. So it leaves me one question that I'd like to put out to the Audio Boo audience. One, do you know if there's an API, or commonly called an advanced programming interface, so an API for Audio Boo, so that people can make third-party clients to read Audio Boos, other than the RSS feeds, I mean to actually upload an Audio Boo. If so, maybe we have some people in Audio Boo land that might be able to help and maybe make an Audio Boo application other than the iOS one. I don't know, just I want to put it out there, you know, just to see if get some ideas going. It won't help the 3 minute thing, but I was just thinking about the iOS and the deleting and all that thing and the stuff that Mac was talking about and some of the features that I had brought up with regards to commenting and being able to leave a DM boo without actually being logged in. Things like that. Anyway, just thought I'd drop in and put my 2 cents worth. Thanks again. Bye, y'all.